contain the answer of the major issue of our human life. According to the Ecclesiastics, under the heaven, there is nothing new. We are in the young age. We think we experience a lot of things which is very exciting. We think we experience something new every day. But according to the book of Ecclesiastics, there is nothing new under the sunshine. Because 1,000 years ago, God created human beings. They experience a life, and we experience the same life. So even the society changed, the environment changed, but the fundamental problem of human being has never changed. So superficially, our life is quite different from the life in 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, but fundamentally, our life has no difference with the life Adam lived about 6,000 years ago. So the problem they face, today we are going to face the same problem. So learning the teaching from the Bible actually try to gain the wisdom how to live a successful life, how to live as a godly life which can please man and edify other people, please God and edify other people. And in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 20, or verse 4, 26, in page 39, the Roman character, the progenitor sinned. In this paragraph of the Bible, recorded how the Son of God sinned against God. When a person sins against God, nobody can blame on God. Just like Adam sinned against God. If you read carefully from chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 4, 26, nobody commits sin by accident. If a person commits sin, always there is a period of time. Gradually, this person commits sin from the thought, and then develop into the action, and from the action, and eventually commit sin. So the process of committing sin actually takes a period of time. Because of this, we have to be very watchful about ourselves, examine ourselves constantly. By doing so, we can get rid of the evil thought in our heart, and then we will never commit sin in our whole life. Now, let's refer to the book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1. Verse 13. Chapter 1, verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. Verse 14. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Verse 15. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. So from verse 13 to verse 15 is talking about the process of committing sin. The process of committing sin actually comes from the lust, the evil desire in our heart, and the temptation from the Satan. And It's just like the process of woman giving birth to a baby. The woman conceived the fetus. And then after about 40 weeks of conception, if the woman did not abort the baby, and the baby will be born to the world. So an evil thought, a small evil thought inside our heart, you don't get rid of it, and the evil thought will, just like a snowballing, become bigger and bigger, and then later on occupy your whole mind, and then will manipulate your deeds, control your old deeds, and eventually drive you to sin. You look into the story of Judas, you look into the story of David, and you look into the story of Adam and Eve, everything is the same. Everything is the same. So we learn the story from the Adam and Eve, try to know why did this couple commit sin. First of all, we would like to think about one thing. When a person commits sin, there is no excuse. We always will give excuse. Blame on others or blame on the environment. And because of the environment, so I commit sin. So if you look into the newspaper, when a person kill a lot of people, the newspaper always say, because of this is a sick society, so cause this person to sin. So it seems that this person commits sin, he or she has no responsibility. The responsibility is the society. The society has to bear the responsibility, means nobody bears the responsibility. But when you come back to the Bible, then you find out there is no excuse. When a person commits sin, you cannot blame to the environment. Why? Adam lived in the environment of Garden of Eden, which means a place full of the blessing of God. He lived in the Garden of Eden, he lacked nothing, he has everything. However, he committed sin. But if you look into the life of Jesus, he fasted and prayed for 40 days. He did not eat for 40 days. He was very hungry at that time, physically. And he was alone, very lonely. Nobody can understand him. However, he did not commit sin. So a person lived in a very serious, a very adversary environment, and he overcomes sin. Another person lived in a very comfortable environment, and he get involved with sin. So when a person sin, the person has no excuse blame on the society, blame on the outer environment. We are the one who have to fully take up the responsibility if we commit sin. And also, we cannot blame others on our own sin. So later on, you can study the Adam. He committed sin, he did not confess the sin, and instead, he pointed the finger to others. Now we come back to page 39. One, Adam and Eve committed sin. The serpent was wise and cunning, and become the instrument of Satan. The serpent now approaching Eve first. You see, Adam and Eve are a married couple, and the serpent want to defeat this couple. The serpent did not approach Adam first. Why? Because Adam was stronger in spiritual sense. Because God told Adam clearly, you should not eat the fruit. The time you eat the fruit, you surely die. So this kind of commandment was inscribed into the heart of Adam. So Satan knows Adam is difficult to defeat. However, Eve was created to help Adam. And God did not directly tell Eve, you should not eat the fruit. So maybe Eve heard the instruction from Adam. So the serpent knew that Eve is a weaker vessel. Is weaker. So the serpent Eve approached Eve first, and then asked Eve to entice Adam to commit sin. In the same token, usually, when we live our life in the world, we have to be very watchful for example, in the whole family, we have to be very watchful about the one who has the weakest faith. Because the one who has the weakest faith always is the target of the attack of the serpent, the evil one, Satan. Just like Israelites travel in the wilderness, for those who lag behind, the Amalekite just came and slaughtered all of them. The Amalekite will not challenge them face by face, because they knew they cannot overcome the Israelites. They were the people of God. But they try to kill those who lag behind. So spiritually, we are walking in the heavenly journey. Those who lag behind spiritually always is the one being killed by Satan. So if you read the book of 1 Peter, talking about lion, it's just Satan is just like a roaring lion, want to devour a lot of Christians. Have you ever seen a Satan devour anybody? No, right? We have never seen Satan devour anybody. When I was in Taiwan, I always heard about the words. The member always caution each other, this is the work of Satan. But when I come to the United States, I seldomly heard anybody say, be cautious about the work of Satan. It seems the United States are more civilized. It seems the work in Satan is not so serious as the work in Oriental. But it is not so. Satan's work is universal. Everywhere there is the work of Satan. Of course, Satan works in the United States too. You look into the lifestyle of this generation, then you can understand how powerful is the work of the Satan. The main objective of Satan's work is to attract the people's heart away from God. Is to cause people sin against God. That is the main objective of Satan's work. So Satan may not appear to you with a very strange figure, a body without a head, or some kind of praise you in the evening. That's the most ineffective way to threaten the people nowadays. But Satan has a very miraculous way to cause you to leave God, to cause you to sin. You see, the life we live nowadays, a lot of people try to please their body. And in order to please their body, they enjoy that kind of life actually is in sin. So some of the family, they installed some kind of satellite TV. Right now, the satellite TV is about only 18 inches. And then the satellite TV, you can receive more than 100 different stations from different parts of the country. But do you know? You install the satellite TV. The satellite TV is not Satan. It's not Satan. But it will become the instrument of the Satan. It's just like serpent. Is the serpent the Satan? No, serpent is not Satan. Satan is not serpent. Okay. But God is the Satan is walking through serpent. It's the same thing. The satellite, the TV there. If you are not watchful, the Satan is going to walk in your heart through the satellite TV, through the cable TV. So when you look into the serpent crossing the street, you don't have to, in the name of Jesus, cast out the Satan. The serpent is not Satan, right? But when the serpent in the Genesis start to talk, it is because what? The Satan inside the serpent. So the serpent start to talk. Become the instrument of the serpent becomes the instrument of Satan to entice Adam to sin. So the serpent was wise and cunning, and become the instrument of Satan. So maybe Eve was not watchful about the serpent. He thought serpent is a creation of God, right? We have to be very watchful about Satan, but she was not watchful about the serpent. It's the same thing. If the Satan approach you, maybe you're very watchful, right? Last night, I was heavily depressed by the Satan. So today I'm going to pray extra hard, right? I'm going to fast and pray, right? Because the Satan approach you, personally approach you. But if the Satan try to approach you through another person, then sometimes you cannot detect. No, you cannot detect. For example, you firmly believe in God, and right now the Satan arrange somebody and approach you to talk with you, and after a long talk, and all of a sudden you give up your faith. Then it is a work of Satan. It is a work of Satan. So if you look in this world, there are plenty of the work of Satan. Second World War. Millions of people was killed. It is a work of Satan. When you look into the arise of the communism, who invented the communism? Who invented the communism? Marxism, invented a communism. Actually, communism, because of communism, caused a lot of suffering to the Christianity. Because communism between material, everything is material. And it is a work of Satan. So Satan had very subtle way to work in this generation. For when you do see this generation, they use a drug, and then they use the alcohol. When the alcohol combined with the drug, do you know what is going to happen? Alcohol combined with the drug, the next thing is sexual immorality. And it is a work of Satan. So we have to be very watchful. Satan may not appear to you personally, but Satan will use its own instrument to approach you without your detection. So when Eve talked with the serpent, if Eve can detect Satan is working through the serpent, then the Eve will be very watchful. But Eve did not detect the serpent is watching. The Satan was walking through the serpent, so then she was enticed by the serpent and gone astray. Okay, 39, page 39, point 1. Devil made people doubt the words of God. I know you are very familiar with this story. God told Adam, "The day you eat the fruit, you surely die. You surely die." But when the serpent approached Eve, what did the serpent say? Let's look to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 2. Start from verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any other wild creatures that the Lord God hath made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat the tree of the garden?" So he, in order to defeat the Eve, right? The first he put a question mark into the heart of Eve. A question mark. Did God tell you you should not eat the fruit? First question mark. And then the answer, verse 2. The woman said to the serpent, you may eat the fruit of the tree of the garden. But God said, you shall not eat the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, pass it or die. Now you die. Verse 4. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not die. You will not die. Verse 5. For God knows, when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and then it was delighted to the eyes, and then the tree was to be desired to make one wise, and he took it, the fruit, and ate, and she also gave some of her husband, and she ate, and he ate. You look into the process of committing sin, right? The first is conversation. And Eve was not firmly believed on the teaching of God. Was not firmly. So when the serpent started to talk with Eve, and then the words of God in the heart of Eve started to waving. Maybe. God said, you shall die. And the serpent said, you will not die. And then the Eve's heart started to waving. Since I'm not going to die, you look into the fruit. It's delighted. It must be very delicious. When I eat the food, I will be, they will have the wisdom of God. This is the three temptations from Satan. First one, you look and you feel you delighted, can satisfy the desire of your eyes. Right? The second, you can be like God. Like God, so smart. Men want to be like God. That means what? The pride of the life. Man is man, God is God. Man can never be like God. That is the pride of this life. And you want to eat that because it can satisfy your physical desire. So through this kind of three temptations, Eve was defeated. Now let us think about the life of Jesus. The life of Jesus. He was very hungry. But when the Satan said, you can change the stone into the bread, he is not going to do it. Because it comes from Satan, even though he was very hungry, right? And the Satan said, you can jump down from the temple, right? Because if you jump down from the temple, God is going to send down the angel and protect you. And when you reach to the ground, everybody will praise you. You see, Jesus jumped down from the temple and was not harmed. He is great, right? That's the fulfillment of vainglory. This is the second temptation. Anybody as a human being, we all have that kind of desire to fulfill our own vainglory. Right? Yeah. The only difference is somebody this kind of desire very strong, and somebody the desire is a little bit weaker. Everybody have this kind of desire, the desire of vainglory. And the third one is what? Desire of the flesh. You like to satisfy your eyes. And because of this, we always committing sin. We always committing sin. So there is a question being asked constantly. Can a Christian attending a dancing party, even one of the parents propose to the church board, since it's difficult to forbid you to attending the dancing party, why not the church holding a dancing party? Okay. Why it is not right for a person to attend the dancing party? The dancing party itself is not sin. Itself is not sin. But it will become the instrument used by Satan to entice you to sin. Okay. There are a lot of different ways to exercise, right? You can play the tennis. Why you have to choose only dancing, right? A lot of different ways you can exercise yourself. Okay, if you want to dance, you have many different kind of ways to dance. Why you have to choose the opposite sex and holding each other and dance? Why not you choose the same sex and dance? Or holding the post and dance by yourself? Right? So, Dancing itself is not sin, but it will become the instrument of using by the Satan, entice you, create your heart become loose and loose. Your heart become deviated. Oh, this is okay. As long as I hold fast my bottom line, this is okay. So some of the youths, they have their own bottom line. What is the bottom line? The bottom line is don't commit fornication. Right, this is the bottom line. And then once I hold the bottom line and I commit, I go and take a look of the X-ray TV, I have a dancing very close to the opposite sex, I don't care about that, because I already hold on my own bottom line. That's not right. That's not right. Because eventually, you lose that kind of watchfulness, and then you commit sin. You look into the page 39. The devil changed the words of God. This is the most subtle way, most powerful way. So among the Christianity, those who are not against us actually is for us. So we are not saying the work of the other denomination are all the work of Satan. If they are not against us, they are for us. So you see, the John Baptist come to the world to pave the way for Jesus Christ. When we go to the Africa, we preach the gospel, almost all of them were Christians. So it's easier for us to preach the gospel to them. Suppose nowadays all the people in Africa are Muslim, then you are going to spend hundredfold time more to convince them to establish their religious life. So the work in the other denomination also have the work of God. But in some Christianity, in some of the denomination, their preaching is so far away from the teaching of the Bible. For example, Jehovah Witness proclaim there is no hell. Now, this is different from the Bible. Mormon Church proclaim not necessary to stick on monogamy, only one husband and one wife. You can marry many wives. They are different, so different. So that kind of preaching or the Church of Unification, that kind of preaching is so far away from the teaching of main teaching of the Bible. They change the words of God and then they ask other people to believe in Jesus. It is a work of Satan. It is a work of Satan. Three, devil tempted man when he was alone. Therefore, we must be awake. Actually, God created Eve to be the helper of Adam. But in terms of the spiritual life, Eve was not the helper of Adam. Actually, Eve was the one who caused Adam to fall. So from here, we understand marriage really is very important. Marriage is almost the deciding factor of whether you can have a successful spiritual life or not. Because if you marry a person with the same faith, when you are weak, other people can elevate your faith, can help you. When other people are weak, you can help the other people to grow. So you can help each other in any moment, in any time, in any circumstance. But when we marry a person who don't have the same faith, when you are weak, that means what? You are done. You have to rely on the mercy of God. Nobody can help you. You keep on down and down and down, maybe eventually you drift away from salvation, from the words of from God, from the kingdom of God. So devil tempted man when he was alone. Therefore, we must be awake. Point four. Three major weapons of devil. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of the life. These are three very effective weapons defeated by Satan used to defeat Eve. A serpent was cursed by God. He served as instrument of Satan to tempt people to sin. This is a
first paragraph of A. B. If committed sin, listen to Satan and not to God. How can we defend our faith from the enticement of Satan? You have to firmly believe in God, according to what the Bible says. If you follow the instruction of the Bible 100%, you will never commit sin. The reason we commit sin is because we leave a space for Satan. When did we leave a space for Satan? When you do not follow the Bible 100%, you follow the Bible 80%, then another 20%, you leave the space for Satan. So we have to be very watchful about our life, not to leave a space for Satan, and listen to Satan and not to God. Point 2, did not refrain from the lust of the flesh and the eyes. So you can see how powerful the Satan was. David, when he was young, he had very good spirituality. But eventually, Satan defeated David. Very powerful. Judas, the one who close to Jesus, followed Jesus every day, eat together with Jesus, sleep together with Jesus, and Satan still can defeat Judas, the one who is so close physically to Jesus. So you can see how powerful Satan was. So nowadays, we have to learn to be watchful. Okay. 3, weak in the faith. Weak in the faith. We look into the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis chapter 3. Verse 8. Chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the tree of the garden. When God walked in the garden, what did they do? They hide themselves. God walked in the garden every day. Then they didn't hide themselves, because at that time they didn't commit sin, so they can enjoy that kind of freedom to talk with God, to have fellowship with God. And that kind of talk with God is a very, very good satisfaction. The peace and the joy all come from God. So Adam and Eve can enjoy the moment they see God and they talk with God. But now, after they commit sin, they have to hide themselves. Why? Because they feel shameful. They dare not to sin God anymore. And then God called upon them. Verse 9. God called upon them. God called to the men and said to them, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid, because I am naked, and I hide myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I command you not to eat?" So once a person commits sin, they lose the opportunity to see God again with clear conscience. So he had to hide himself. So there is a hindrance between man and God, which is sin. And then God can start to question him. Why do you know you are naked? Maybe you commit sin. And then what is the serpent? What is the answer? Verse 13. And the Lord God said to the woman, that this is that you have done. The woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I ate. The Lord said to the serpent, okay, just a moment. Yeah, several verses I did not read. Huh? Okay, verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, yeah, she gave the fruit of the tree, and I ate. So Adam tried to play the game of blame shifting. Huh? God said, why do you commit sin? And what did Adam say? Adam said, the woman you gave to me. What does that mean? If you don't create a woman, I will never sin. So today I am sin because of woman. So indirectly God, Adam tried to say, it is because of you, make a woman. You are the one who is responsible. Now, God start to question the Eve. Why do you commit sin? What is the answer of Eve? Eve said, because of serpent. If you don't create a serpent, I'm not going to commit sin. Right? So the reason I commit sin, because you create the serpent. So I commit sin, I have no responsibility. The responsibility is you. You create a serpent. So both of them commit sin, and they try to shift their blame to others. That is not the right way to deal with sin. But if you look into the David, David committed sin. Out of the 10 commandments, David committed at least 3 commandments. What are the 3 commandments David committed? 6 commandments, right? You shall not murder. 7 commandments, right? Right? What is 7 commandments? Commit no adultery, and the 10 commandments. He committed 3 commandments. The sin is so serious. But when the Nathan confronted him, David never tried to shift the blame to others. Oh, because of this, because of that, so I commit sin. David never says so. And after Nathan confronted sin to David, and David what? Start to repent. You look into the Psalm chapter 51. How did David repent? He repented totally, from inside to outside. Totally repentant. And they don't God forgive his sin. So this chapter 3, just remind us, if any person commits sin, the best way is to come forward and to ask for forgiveness from God. There will be better way than the blame on others, point the finger to others. And then when Adam commits sin, he tried to use the leaves of the tree to make a skirt to cover his own shame together with Eve. But it can never work. When the sun is scorching, and then the leaves withered, and the shame of Adam and Eve reappeared. So later on, God used the skin of the animal to make a cross for Adam to cover their own shame. And this is a spiritual prefiguration we mentioned yesterday, right? In order to prepare the skin to make a cross, God had to slaughter an animal to shed the blood. So in order to cover our shame, God had to send down his only one son, Jesus, and die for us and shed the blood. So through the blood of Jesus Christ, our sin can be cleansed. So today, our shame being covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So the only one way to deal with sin is what? Come back to Jesus and accept his salvation and admit we are sinner and receive the baptism. That is the only one way. So why the Buddhism doesn't work? Because the Buddhism did not accept the cross made by God. The Buddhism tried to use his own way, their own way, to cover their shame by their own way. Right? Self-discipline, self-cultivation, rely on myself. There's no way you can cover your own sin by your own self-reliance. Man cannot deal with our own sin, because sin is to sin against God. The only way to deal with our sin is to come back to God and ask God, forgive me, I am a sinner, and I want to believe you as a Savior. That is only one way. So under the heaven, there is no other way, rely on which we can be saved, Jesus Christ. Because he is the one lamb being slaughtered in order to cover our shame, our sin. So this is what we can learn from chapter 3. Adam and Eve commit sin. Now you look into the page of 40, the left column, see how did Adam sin? Failed to fulfill the duty of the leader, the head, and blindly follow his wife. When God created, instituted the marriage, God already mentioned how they have to work together. Men are supposed to be the head, all right? And the head means what? To make a right decision. And Adam failed to fulfill the duty as a head. So he blindly followed his wife. The second point, refused to admit his own sin and pass the responsibility to others. After Adam committed sin. The third, shame was revealed and the fear overshadowed his heart. And Adam was cursed by God and lost the eternal life. So after Adam and Eve commit sin, they were driven out of the Garden of Eden. And all the human beings' problems come from Adam and Eve, cut off relationship with God. Come from the time Adam and Eve been driven out of the Garden of Eden. All of the problems in our life come from their separation from God. So today, we think about our life. Why a person die is full of different kind of problems. Why? The fundamental answer is what? The reason your life is full of trouble and problem. What is the fundamental reason? The fundamental reason is because we live a life very far away from God. That is the reason we lack the blessing of God. That is the reason we have a lot of trouble and problem. If we start to be close to the God, come back to the Garden of Eden, and then gradually your problem will disappear. So if you start to try to live a life following the teaching of the Bible, you can foresee in the next 10, 20, 30 years, your life will don't have too much problem because you walk in the God's way. But if you try to live a life very far away from God, even though temporarily you are very smooth, you are very prosperous, but in the long run, you can see the problem and the suffering is waiting for you. Because you are living the Garden of Eden, living the love of God, living the blessing of God, the problem is coming. So you look into if you study the book of Genesis chapter 3, and then God start to curse Adam and Eve, and all the problem is coming. And when you look into the curse of God to Adam and Eve, you can find out different kind of suffering. The suffering of the family life, right? The husband will control the wife. That is the family life, okay? And the suffering of our career life. You have to labor all day, and then you have to suffer it. That is the curse come from God. Okay. And the suffering of death. So verse 19, until you return to the dust. So all the suffering, if you look into the Bible, all come from Genesis chapter 3. But if you look into the book of Revelation, the last few chapters, in the kingdom of God, in the heaven, there is no problem. Because we live together with God. We live inside the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is perfect, no problem. So gradually you move inside the kingdom of God, walk on the path of God, walk upon the will of God, your problem will gradually reduce. So that's what we can learn from the Genesis chapter 3. And the first few chapters of Genesis, we have to spend more time because all the first few chapters are talking about the first event, God's creation, marriage, Sabbath, human sin. So we spend longer time. And then the later part of the Genesis, we can study faster, in a faster pace. We hope we can complete the whole Genesis in 12 sections. Time is up. Let's kneel down and pray.